Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you, and enjoy. Now, get yourself into a comfortable position. Feel at ease and feel all tension disappear. To help you further relax, you are going to take 3 deep breaths. All right now. Inhale deeply, breathing in, good. Feel your chest rising and hold it. And now release, very good. Feel your body relaxing and loosening. Second deep breath, breathing in, expanding your lungs and hold it. Exhale slowly, letting it all out through your mouth. Excellent. And again, breathing in deeply. Feel your chest rise. Feel your lungs expanding. Hold it. Relax your jaw. Open your mouth and release all of the air slowly. Very good. And then continue breathing easily, effortlessly, and comfortably. Taking a moment to listen to your breathing. It is steady and relaxing. I'd like you now to use your imagination. That's right, really tune in to that creative part of yourself. Imagine yourself in a space shuttle. And you are on a mission to the moon. Another crew member navigates. As you fly through space. That's right. Flying through space. Relaxing. You are so very comfortable. Just imagining and you're flying in a space shuttle through space, noticing how peaceful it is here. And as you approach the moon, you prepare to go down to the moon's surface. And you will take a pod down to the moon. So you prepare yourself now. In the space shuttle. By entering the pod. And now the pod leaves the space shuttle safely. And drifts and floats gently down to the lunar surface. You are wearing full astronaut gear. Your helmet looks like a large black globe. Your uniform is mainly white, and it will protect you from the elements on the moon. As your pod lands safely, you open the pod and step out onto the moon's surface. You have been experiencing zero gravity for the last few days. So, stepping onto the moon, which has less gravity than the Earth, feels a little different at first. But you very easily become accustomed to it. And realize it is quite relaxing. You are able to take long strides and jump fairly high. You bounce along the surface for a little while, going up and down, just having fun and relaxing. You do everything in slow motion here. That's right. You take notice of your breathing as you are walking around on the moon. Notice your breath in your suit. Sounds quite different than it normally does, and this relaxes you. Your breathing is consistent, and the sound of it soothes you. You enjoy exploring the moon. There are all sorts of craters on the moon. There are small craters and very large craters. You feel lucky that the Earth has an atmosphere which protects it. The color of the ground is a dark gray. It appears to be a mixture of dark rock and sand. You bend down and touch the ground with your gloved hand. It seems similar to gravel, sort of like a sandy road. You have the perfect view of the Earth from where you are. You can see Europe and North Africa. You are amazed at the color of Africa. It appears to be an orange-red color because of the desert. Europe seems to be very green. And swirled all around the Earth are clouds. You can see what appears to be a large cloud system, perhaps a large storm in the Atlantic Ocean. The ocean is very blue. It's a deep navy blue. The Mediterranean Sea is a little lighter in color. You are fascinated by the view. It is very calming being the only person on the moon. The Earth holds so many people, yet from this vantage point, the Earth looks very small. And you think about the universe and how vast it is. This fascinates and relaxes you at the same time. And you continue to walk around on the moon. It feels like you're jumping on a trampoline in slow motion. As you walk, you work on relaxing your entire body. Your head feels supported by the spacesuit. You let your face and jaw relax as you stare out into the solar system. Your neck and shoulders are relaxed and feel at ease. You straighten your back and you feel all tension release from your lower back and your upper back and the middle part of your back. Your entire back relaxes. Your arms are stretched out by your sides, and you feel light as you walk. And you take a couple of deep breaths and allow your chest and stomach area to relax. You continue to walk, and you notice how weightless your legs feel. They are completely relaxed in your spacesuit. You enjoy exploring the moon and looking at the Earth. From a long, long distance away, your feet feel light and you continue to relax. Continue to relax. You decide to wander off a little. You are safe and protected. But there is a small hill which interests you. So you very slowly bounce over to that hill. And when you reach the hill, you stand on top of the hill, looking around, and you are very, very relaxed. As you stand on top of the hill, you can see for miles from here. Mostly you see a flat surface, but you do see some hills and some mountains in the distance. You also see many craters. And as you look to the sky, it is dark. And you can barely see a few stars in the sky. That's right. Looking again at the Earth, you realize just how relaxed you are right now, and how peaceful Earth seems. Everything looks calm and relaxed. And that is how you feel calm and relaxed. You are at peace. You breathe in deeply. And you can smell that unmistakable clean air smell as the oxygen comes into your suit now. And you realize that everything is taken care of. You always have enough oxygen, so you can just wander around and explore and relax. This is your time to relax and explore and allow yourself to be peaceful and calm. As you relax on that hill, on the moon, you realize just how peaceful you are in every situation. You are completely at ease. And I'd like you now to pick up a small rock from the top of the hill. And hold it in your hand. And in just a few moments, you're going to toss that rock off the hill. And you are going to imagine the rock falling very slowly down to the moon's surface. And as I count from 10 to 1, the rock will slowly sail through the air and then descend to the moon's surface, so that by the time I reach the number 1, the rock will have reached the surface of the moon and you will be completely relaxed, because the lower I count, the more that rock travels. And the more that rock travels toward its destination, the more you relax, deeper, deeper, and more deeply relaxed. Starting with the number 10, and you throw the rock. And very slowly arches upwards, and you relax, just watching it travel. It is so peaceful, watching that rock travel, and you are so calm inside. 9. The rock travels a little further from you, moving away from you, allowing you to relax even more deeply now. 8. The rock continues on its journey, traveling away from you. 7. The rock now begins to travel downward, traveling down toward the surface of the moon. This relaxes you. The thought of that rock drifting down slowly relaxes you thoroughly. The thought of that rock going down, 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 makes you relax, allows you to be peaceful. Six, the rock travels down a little further on its journey to the moon's surface. And you relax a little more deeply. With each and every passing moment, you are able to relax your body, your mind, and your spirit more and more. You are able to really get in touch with that part of yourself which is always centered and focused. So relax now, even more deeply, realizing just how calm you are inside. Calm inside. Five. The rock travels even lower now. On its way to the moon's surface, and you relax even more deeply now, drifting and floating in your mind, down, 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 deeper, 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 and more deeply relaxed. Person, a very centered and focused person. And right now, you choose to relax as deeply as possible. Four, down, down, deeper and deeper, as the rock continues on its journey to the lunar surface. And you are so relaxed now. It seems like time has slowed down for you. You are calm inside. Calm and relaxed. Just like the surface of the moon. Calm. Peaceful. Quiet. Three, down, 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 as the rock travels slowly down to the surface of the moon. Two, and at the count of the next number, the rock will have landed gently on the moon's surface, and you will be completely relaxed. All right now, one.
All right now, one.
The rock has landed on the moon's surface. And you are completely relaxed and at ease. Your body, mind, and spirit are completely relaxed now. You realize that everyone communicates psychically. Extrasensory perception is the method of communication in the astral world. You realize that you already have extrasensory perception. And it is very easy for you to use it in the astral world. And as you continue relaxing deeper, deeper and more deeply relaxed, I want you now to imagine yourself. Imagine yourself sitting in the lotus position, with your legs folded, resting gently on your knees, your palms facing upward, your hands making the OK sign. Because the tip of your right thumb, is touching the tip of your right index finger, and the tip of your left thumb, is touching the tip of your left index finger, So again, you are sitting in the lotus position. Legs folded. Resting gently on your knees, palms facing upward, and your hands are making the OK sign. Your back is upright. Your chin is parallel with the floor. Your eyes are closed. And you're so very focused right now. And although your eyes are closed, you are still tuned in. Able to see several television monitors in front of you. Each of these monitors pertains to a different sense. For example, the sense of sight. The sense of touch. The sense of hearing. All the senses you are familiar with. All the senses you use daily.
There is one special monitor, which is now appearing to be larger than the others.
It appears as a large screen TV, filling almost an entire wall. All of the other monitors fade now. Monitor moves to the center of your visual field. This special monitor allows you to see things which will be called psychic visions, things which are acquired through your extrasensory perception. That sensory perception which goes beyond your basic senses, and taps into the realm of things, which are considered to be metaphysical, beyond the physical realm. These are things such as seeing the past, seeing the future,
predicting numbers,
predicting numbers,
predicting events,
predicting events.
Any psychic power which you would like to have is yours.
What you would like to have is yours.
As soon as you believe it is yours.
As soon as you believe it is yours.
This monitor allows you to see things.
This monitor allows you to see things.
Very clearly.
Very clearly.
It allows you to see, for example, the past.
Allows you to see
very distant past.
Very distant past.
It also allows you to see the future.
It also allows you to see the future.
As short into the future or
as
long into the future as you would like to see.
The future as you would like to see.
Or other events going on right now in other parts of the world. Or in other worlds.
Or in other worlds.
You can use this screen to predict things.
You can use this screen to predict things.
Perhaps numbers for contests.
Perhaps
lottery numbers.
Contests. Lottery numbers.
Whatever it is that you want to do with this screen.
Whatever it is that you
can
do with this screen.
Because when you view this screen,
because
you are reaching beyond your mind,
you are reaching beyond your mind.
Feel yourself now spreading out your consciousness
now
beyond your mind,
beyond your mind.
And you are tapping into the world around you,
and you are tapping into the world around you.
One of the things you are tapping into is the
one Akashic
record. The Akashic Record is a record which exists.
The Akashic Record
in the fourth dimension
exists. In the fourth dimension.
A record of all of the events that have ever taken place.
Or ever will take place. Or ever will take place.
You can read this record by using the tool.
You can read this
record by using the tool in front of you.
The screen.
The screen. Television screen.
The television screen.
You can tap into any point in the past.
You can tap
or the future
point in the past.
And see the events
the
taking place.
And see the events taking place.
Try this now. As
try
I am silent.
Now.
As I am silent. Good. Good. Choose a point in the past. Choose a point in the past.
Or the future and look.
Or the future and look.
The more you repeat this exercise, both during hypnotherapy sessions,
and in your waking life,
the more skilled you will be at this exercise,
in your waking life,
just go
in your waking life
somewhere and sit quietly and practice.
The more you practice this technique,
the more
easier it will be for you to use.
Now,
choose another event and watch it.
Now the important thing here is to trust.
What you are seeing.
Studies at Stanford University
tell us that when
someone perceives something, they must trust it.
People who were part of a particular experiment
at Stanford University
were perceiving things which they didn't trust.
They later learned that those things were correct perceptions.
Those things were psychic perceptions.
So trust what you see.
Learning to trust your instincts and
trust
what
you see.
Is the beginning of developing your psychic powers.
You must trust what you see.
And then you will see more.
And the more you work with this technique,
the clearer those visions will become.
Now.
Try seeing a number,
perhaps a lottery number,
perhaps a phone number.
Just try seeing some sort of number
that you wouldn't ordinarily know.
Someone's phone number,
a winning lottery number.
Just some sort of number
that you wouldn't have any logical reason
that you would to have access
logical
to.
Remember that number after this session.
Write it down.
Trust your impressions.
Now,
since you are sitting in your mind,
you also have access to other powers.
And now I would like you to work on your
telekinetic powers.
I want you to have this power.
Realizing that continuing to practice
and believe
will get you where you want to be,
Now I want you to imagine in your mind,
that there is an object in front of you,
I want you to imagine that with your
make the object
up into the air.
It's easy to do in your mind.
Because you are simply imagining it.
Now I want you to realize
that people who have developed that skill,
that people who have devoted a fair amount of time to developing that skill,
that the amount of time varies from individual
to individual.
So rather than telling you a certain amount of time, I want to impress upon you, that if you are to develop your telekinetic powers, devote yourself to this practice. In fact, this recording is designed to be listened to. In most cases, you will need to go beyond that time. So, if you would like to have this gift, in addition to psychic powers, realize that that gift is in your mind already. You already have that gift.
It is simply a matter of uncovering it.
And believing in yourself. And your telekinetic powers. And now imagine that object still floating in the air. The object which you levitated, and now move it to the left, and now move it to the right, and now move it up, and now move it down. See how easily it obeys your commands in your mind. If you are to practice that skill daily, you will eventually develop that skill. And the way to practice is by sitting quietly, staring at the object. Have your eyes closed and just imagine the object in your mind and practice moving the object up and down. If your eyes are closed, you will want to occasionally open them and view your progress. Those people who have developed that skill have shared with me the secret. The secret is you will need to be patient. You need to be patient. Developing this skill of telekinesis. Because it can take some time, and that is okay. Because you can look at the time in which you are practicing as meditative time. So now you realize you have two abilities, which you have always had the ability to use your telekinetic powers. And you have the ability to use that television screen in your mind to see the past, to see the past, the present, the future, or somewhere else. It is important that you practice using these skills.
It is important that you practice using these skills.
Not only during this hypnosis session that you are listening to now, but in your waking life as well. Taking time to go in a quiet place and practice. Practice by closing your eyes. And imagining the screen. That's right. And then, either closing or opening your eyes and imagining. An object in front of you levitating. So practice either skill or both. As I am silent, You are able to send and receive sights, sounds, and impressions with your astral body. And you develop your psychic powers.
And you will develop your psychic powers.
And as you continue relaxing more and more, you realize that you have psychic
powers are normal.
These powers
are part of
So just relax. You are able to easily use the technique. To block and filter ESP messages that you
no longer want to receive.
To do this, you simply surround yourself with astral particles. And I'd like you now to imagine yourself 6 months in the future. It has been a wonderful 6 months.
You have developed your extrasensory perception.
And you are comfortable with it. And you are
perhaps you have also decided to develop your telekinetic powers.
Any power you develop will help you develop other similar powers. They all work together. So see yourself six months from now, having developed your psychic powers, to have developed them to this point, as I am silent.
you realize that you are able to instantly send and view psychic files. And you let go of three-dimensional limitations in terms of viewing times. You are able to view psychic files instantly. You are also able to hear psychic audio files instantly. Through your astral body.
Now I'd like you to see yourself 1 year in
now
the future. You are a true master of ESP.
Of extrasensory perception.
Your ability to see the past and the future. And to see what's going on in other places. To do all of these things is amazing. You are a master of ESP. And perhaps you have developed other and perhaps extrasensory powers. Such as the ability to move objects with your mind. See yourself 1 year from now. Being a master of ESP. And feel how good it feels. To have truly mastered this. Feel how good it feels in your body. And mind. As I am silent, allow friends to communicate with you psychically through your astral body. And you do this by surrounding yourself with protective astral particles and allowing holes for only your friends to communicate. And now you continue relaxing more and more. Realizing that everything is going to be just fine. You have installed a psychic security system which will block any unauthorized transmissions, even from friends. And this applies to both sending and receiving messages. Continue to relax. Every breath you take is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. right now. If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you are asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said. And each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And that feels wonderful and when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.